I haven't even said anything. The wind is just doing all the audio for me.
You're gonna actually fucking intro yourself.
Shut up.
You have an intro.
I do.
I'm gonna fucking say it.
Hello and welcome to the Weekend Weirdos podcast. Not on the weekend, but oh well. I'm joined here by Max.
Long time wanted returning guest.
I know, we have not had you on since McDonald's shenanigans.
It's been a while.
I'm, of course, your host, Riot. Me and Aries got into a fight. I don't think I ever said that.
Unfortunately, I just stuck with this cunt.
Yeah. Wait, would you have rather stuck with Aries?
Sorry, I'll answer that in a minute. Am I allowed to swear?
Yes, of course.
Okay, you're a dickhead.
Cheers.
Would I have liked to stick with Aries? Well, I wasn't around for when you two fucking, like...
Fought?
Yeah. Me and you weren't on good terms. Oh. And then I fucked off to fucking Gloucestershire.
Yeah, fair play.
And you have to bleep that out. It's a fucking county.
It's a county? Who cares? That's like a thousand towns.
What, do you think people who are exclusively people who listen to the podcast are people who live here?
Yeah, really.
And why do you care so much about censoring out when people say it?
I don't want to get doxxed, like, if some lone American stalker finds it in the future.
You think too much of yourself, Adam.
I know. Just my anxiety, mate.
No one cares that much about you.
I wish my brain would think that.
try focusing more on the low self-esteem, that's what I do.
It just makes me depressed.
Funny
joke.
What was that?
Yoda.
Fucking in between. Friends. Football friends. Oh, I'm sorry, so sorry.
Did you see? I didn't want to like say it while saying it around. Did you see the two retards back there?
What,
the one that walked dating, out into the road.
They were obviously dating.
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't know Greenfield had a fucking quick dating system. I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong to say that, probably,
oh, cone.
But am I wrong?
In the bush.
What?
In the bush.
Oh, fuck, just, like, exclaiming. Anyway.
Did I ever tell you the story of the bin in the bush?
It sounds like it's gonna, like, and God formed his might in the form of a bush. And some mortals threw a fucking bin at him. No, you haven't told me the story of the bin in the bush.
Right, so this was in, like, year 7, maybe.
So I didn't know you, ever?
No.
Okay.
So, you remember when, like, we were allowed, like, out into the field? Just, like, walk across?
Yeah.
I think me and Raven were walking across, like, to the field to go and see everybody.
Raven, was that River?
No.
Who the fuck is Raven?
They were going to do D&D with us.
But I'd never met them.
They were in the Dungeons and Ditches.
Yeah, but I never met them.
Oh, okay, no.
Not fucking face to face.
No, I don't think so.
It was
so.
Only you and Aries who showed up, so...
Yeah, and you've also met Katie and Eli.
Unfortunately. Hey, if you're listening to this, you're a fucking wankster.
I sit across from her in English now, so... Yeah, I know.
Do you ever want me to, like, just suddenly show up on in class to pick you up? Just rock up
stand
in
stand outside my English classroom.
Rock up in my car. Fucking drive into Harley Building. Yeah. I'll just calmly wait at the exit and then drive through while... I'll do what you see, like, kids do when they're in toy cars. It's like... Yeah, like turning it with no fucking consequence.
There was somebody in that car.
Yeah, she was gas staring real well. I think it's the weed glasses.
Hold the podcast, please.
Oh my god, am I the host of the podcast now?
Sure. No, not you. We, like, panned to the right. This is when I had, like, my iPhone 4. We panned to the right.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
I've never seen you with an iPhone, so that must have been a fucking while ago.
Yeah, I still have it, to be fair.
It's
just unusable.
I have all my old phones, just, like, most of them I've, like, destroyed.
But, like, we panned to the right, and we just see, like, the really shitty, like, playground bins.
Yeah.
And one of them is just stuck, like, 5 feet off the ground in a bush. Nothing supporting it. Just the sheer lack of... The sheer will of probably some year 11 that went, fuck it.
That's probably someone in my year. We were feral.
What, a year 8?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
We were like the beginning of the year seven way. Like, kids with way too much confidence.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because bullying went down. Well, that's not why. Let's not fucking spread falsities. A bit of bullying is needed.
Yeah.
Like.
Just to get that self-confidence and ego down.
So that, you know, the hierarchy of each year remains intact. And yeah. Year sevens don't walk around on their own the fucking lives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Random balance of bullying. My brother.
Yes.
I met up with a girl yesterday with Ollie and Joe, and they were going, like, I would meet up with this girl to come and pick up some green, and we legit, like, saw her yesterday, and she fully knew Jay. I was like, right. Oh, that's a bit weird. Like, Jay didn't recognise her. I was like, whatever. We're chilling out in one of the courtrooms of Shire.
Right.
And she comes in, and she's immediately like, are you Alex's cousin? And I say, no, I'm his brother. Who the fuck are you? How do you know me? He just goes, oh, and very proudly says, I made his life hell for a couple of years. And I immediately told him, oh, you're the little cunt who fucking, like, spread the whole Nitty Alex thing around for a good couple of years. And honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that she'd be the only way for us to get green, I would have made that courtroom find her guilty. Or I would have just reported her for possession.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Anyways, that's the end of my story.
Very well done. Is there any life stories that you want to hear out of me?
There's a big list, dude.
Okay.
There's a lot of them, and a lot of them I don't know if they can be said on while recording.
Okay. I only do like an hour podcast, just so we have enough content to post. So what is, like, one of the tame stories you want to know out of me?
Well, you've already told me. And you just want to reiterate for the podcast.
No, any story that you
want. Well, how am I meant to know the story?
I don't know, maybe, like, name a year that I was in, and I'll try and think of the story from
year there. 8, December to half term.
Year 8, December, half term. God, I'm trying to think back to year 8. COVID. Yeah, but it was more. Did I ever tell you I almost got stuck in Paris?
Oh yeah! Oh my God! You know, this is amazing.
What?
Like, I can't actually say the newspaper, but right. You know, you're gonna know which paper I'm on about when I say.
Huh. Oh. Okay.
Just before you lot got back from the Paris trip, I think before you even set off. The paper had released an article saying that your group of year 8 had already contracted COVID and would not be allowed back. Before
no.
You'd even got back in the UK.
No! We never got COVID!
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I loved year 8 Paris.
It was such vibes. I spent extra money to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower than pussy down.
Oh, did you ever have the donuts at the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
They were so good.
I wasn't seated like back then.
I bought two. I regretted it thoroughly on the way back. Yeah. I sat at the front because I got travel sickness, yeah. And I was just like gripping onto my seat because I felt
imagine
awful.
That so vividly. Just like, you want to look down to help the sickness, but you can't because you'll get sick from travel sickness.
Yeah, like, I want to look down, but it feel like my head is about to, like, come off.
I remember, you know those people you see on the way to the Eiffel Tower, they'll come to you and go, do you speak English?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one of them came up to me and my mates and just go, not sprechen Sie Deutsch. Say no in French. I don't know why I said no, but I know what. No. I know nein is French.
It's French.
It's German for no. Fucking yeah, I'm hungover.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, for context of the podcast, I am hungover from substances I'm legally not allowed to say on the record.
Yeah.
Adderall. Yeah, I took like 5 Adderall last night. Well in time, I was so focused.
You had like a couple Adderalls and then just went, fucking vitamin gummy sound good right now.
Nah, I just like, I got a bunch of work done. That's, nah, I smoked some, you know, not the wacky tobacco.
Not the wacky tobacco.
Not the wacky tobacco.
Not the wacky tobacco.
And
it's wackier cousin.
It's wackier cousin heroin.
No, don't pull a Paul, okay?
Paul.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
So that's the last name of some bitch in our school who apparently fucked Katie and also did heroin in her toes.
What, literally fucked Katie or fucked Katie over?
I don't know. No, literally fucked Katie. They both sit across from me in English.
How often do they look like they're on heroin?
All the time. I smelt weed on accident in English once. And looked at Katie and she said, was it me? And I, with like the most like fucking scared look on her face. Like, yeah, it was her.
Sorry, that's a really cool story. Did you just say you smelt weed by accident?
Yeah.
How do you accidentally smell?
Well, I don't usually sniff the air in the English classroom because it usually smells like sweat and fucking sex.
It's very oddly specific. Like, I understand.
But very true.
I understand knowing the smell of sweat. But how do you know the smell of sex, dude? You're a virgin.
Yeah.
You're a round John virgin.
Jesus Christ, that's a big beetle. What did you say?
You're round John Virgin, the big, the
shut up.
Most.
It's just what I assume
jazz
it to smell
player
like.
In all of Galactica.
Fucking hell. They look like they were both doing a walk of shame.
Both their boyfriends just caught them like cheating on each other. Like they were just fucking finger blasting each other in the public toilets.
All I can think of when you ever say finger blast is that fucking like chicken advert.
What? You do know what finger blasting is,
I right? do know.
I'm not about to explain it on record, but...
I know, but there is this, like, these chicken dippers called finger blasts. And it's advertised in a really crude way.
What do you mean crude? Like...
One of the lines is you can even finger your friends.
Yeah. It's aware what finger blasting means.
Yeah. I think it's called finger blasting. Somebody find it.
It might be finger licking good, but then again,
yeah, that's KFC.
That might as well lead to you can also lick your friends. Come here, I'm gonna give you a lick.
Hey,
Max. I refuse to do the motion with that. I'm too tired.
Okay, that's fair.
I did not sleep the night before, and I slept too much today.
Yeah, you didn't wake up until 12.
Sharp. Shut up, you have no proof.
Okay, where should we go for ghost hunting? You said there's a couple of abandoned places that you know.
Let me think.
Because the most that I can get with my allowance is probably an EMF detector.
We don't need shit, we just need to go to an abandoned building when it's dark. Just yell, are there any ghosts? And there's just going to be some homeless dude on heroin. Just yells, but...
Both piss ourselves.
No, let's be honest, but you'd shit yourself.
I would.
I find it hilarious.
We're both skeptics, but our anxiety would just let our imaginations run wild.
Yeah, because your anxiety would make you not a skeptic.
Yeah, not a skeptic in the moment.
My exact response would consistently be, holy shit, that's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like I turn around, see a brick fall down where I would have been. It's like, holy shit, I should have stood there.
I walk over, pick up the brick and just chuck it at you.
No, I have another!
Can't miss this time!
Nap time, Matt, nap time. Just like throwing the brick up and down like a fucking American bully.
Fucking West Side Story.
I prefer my analogy.
Oh, we need to go get something. We definitely
do. We do. I know Ollie will probably not get to abandoned places. Oh, I know this abandoned nursery near one of my old houses.
Oh, lovely.
I don't think it's haunted, but it's pretty cool to just chill out and have a J.
Nice.
You know what a J is?
Jam.
Jam?
Jam.
A joint.
I was thinking like peanut butter and jelly.
I would say a PB&J, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Go, Max! and into the puddle. Okay. I know. Hey.
Good reaction.
Thank you.
Do these podcasts ever actually get any views?
Some.
Some. How many?
I don't know. Oh. There we go.
It just seem like you stopped it. Just like attack me. You're like, don't mention the views. Alright, this episode of, what is it called? Weekend Idiots?
Weekend Weirdos Podcast.
Weekend Weirdos Podcast is sponsored by me because I'm just that influential.
Use code OOT for 10% off.
No, use code OOT.
You figure out how to spell it.
It's interpretive. In reality, if you just like bash your keyboard a bunch,
you'll find it eventually.
Yeah. We need to make that website.
What's the fucking website?
Then a following one.
It's like, have you ever seen like the useless website that just goes hey and then redirects you to home and just keeps going back
and forth? No, 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 I like the website, the slap of man with a wet fish. I'm sorry, it's really
Eelslap.com.
Yeah. I like that.
No, I like the one that's just worm and if you like move your mouse too fast you get a seizure.
Oh, yeah. And Donald Trump.
Trunk?
Trump. Donald Trump, I think.
A dick.
Shit, it's a big dick. Anyways, it was a site that when you clicked on it, you'd blow a trumpet in Donald Trump's face. And it had a counter on it saying how many people clicked it. And in reality, it was complete bullshit.
Good job. I want a monster. I've got 3 quid.
Get a monster then.
I got
3 quid.
Yeah, I've got 3 quid. Exactly 3 quid and 3 pennies.
That's really nice of them.
You don't have any money, you spent it on Domino's.
I have £3, apparently.
You have £3, apparently?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Check your fucking bank account.
I did, but I can't.
Remember?
Say it on. Oh, I'm joking. Weird.
Okay.
I just see you slowly reach your arm away. Like, how do you think how much money I have is actually important to anyone but me and maybe you?
I'm still very tired.
You literally came into my house, came into my room, started bouncing on my bed.
And doesn't
said,
sound right.
I have so much energy because I've been doing nothing for the past 2 days.
That doesn't mean I can't be tired.
No, you're not allowed to be. I'm allowed to be tired, I'm hungover.
What, so I have to just be like constantly bouncing?
How did yeah,
I I have not had anything sugary today apart from like maybe 2 ounces of summer fruits.
You should have just like done a line of sugar. I've done it before.
I don't have any sugar in my house, I have sweetness.
You fucking disgust me.
Don't blame me, blame my mother.
Your mother already disgusts me, so like it's not
fair enough. I get to go father's tomorrow. Oh.
It's only Wednesday, is it?
It's Thursday, mate.
Oh, it's only Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow is Friday, so I get to go father's.
Thursday.
I
want to shoot myself day.
Shoot yourself day, did you just say? Actually, Thursday is like the most depressing day.
It's like the middle child of the weeks.
Yeah. It's like Monday is like, you can get around it, you know. Starting the week, you've got to get through it.
Yeah.
Tuesday, you've got like more energy with you. You can like,
you're
can get through.
You're getting into that healthy sleep schedule.
Yeah. Wednesday is like middle, like, oh, I can do this. Yeah, just get all of your energy out.
Thursday,
bang.
Then again, I like Thursdays because it's my day off.
I don't like Thursdays. I've got drama night instead of Spanish. I quite like Thursdays.
Español, los por semanas.
It's not grammatically correct.
I don't care, it's what they say in the funny Breaking Bad.
No, but I hate it.
How would you say it then?
Los hermanos pollos.
That doesn't sound good though.
I know, but I don't care, it's not grammatically correct.
Quieres los pollos hermanos, conocidos.
You want the chicken brothers? Is that what you just said?
I want the chicken brothers.
Then it would be quiero, not quieres.
Quiero. I only know quieres from You know that image with the doge? You know, just like,
get us. Whoosh, get us. Russian badger.
Yeah, pretty much. Half of this is unintelligible because this is
unintelligible.
Well, half of this is not understandable just because we're fucking idiots. And
unintelligible.
I rely entirely on inside jokes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's gonna be funny for maybe you if you re-listen to it, and that's about it.
Maybe Aries if they want to cry.
What, the fact that they couldn't pull me?
No, over the fact that they don't have this sort of friendship anymore, because they're just depressed with Katie.
Yeah, but they do drugs, and drugs are pretty fun.
Yes, but they all...
drugs are pretty radical, guys.
You're not there, bud, yeah. Oh, my God. They told me one stray physics lesson.
on a faithful physics lesson.
I discovered that my ex-best mate has something really fucked up with them.
Why can't you say it on record? That's so funny.
I don't want to release.
No, I'll release it, and they'll be mad at me. So, Aries has IBS.
The thing was, like, they were waiting for the nurse to come down to physics to, like, give them the tablets that they needed.
Yeah.
And they looked over at me, and they went, oh, yeah, do you remember that one time I got rushed to hospital at, like, midnight and I called you? Yeah. I have IBS.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is that dumbass Epic Rap Battle thing. Eminem versus IBS. Begin. Yo, I'm Eminem. I'm...
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Don't say that. You know my trauma with that phrase.
To quote Jim Carrey.
My great-grandfather fucking died in the Great Cookie War of 2013. He was a bit old to be fighting in wars, I won't lie.
He ate one stray cookie and had a heart attack.
How do you know? Were you there?
I was that cookie.
Oh, you little fucker. I'll kill you where you stand.
Please don't hurt me. Do you want to add something to the notice board?
Evan's a bitch. This is awkward. I'll just include a picture, like that picture of you with the grass on your head. Your mild dad will see it. Who the fuck had done that?
Oh, they got prom dresses in.
IBS. I've got the fucking evidence of IBS that's stuck in my head now.
Do you want any more stories from me?
I mean, are they as funny as that? Can we really top the fact that Aries is IBS? Because that's pretty funny.
Okay, think of another like year and a month and I'll try and think of something.
Year 10.
Okay.
Just before summer.
Just before summer? Okay, yeah. This is sort of sad, it's funny that three things happen in, like, the same week.
Yeah.
So, Katie got COVID.
Oh.
Kai got rushed to hospital for the undiagnosed IBS.
So.
And Grandma Parnell died.
Who's Grandma Parnell?
My grandma.
Oh, shit, you're Parnell. Granny.
Idiot.
Granny died.
Yeah, Granny died. I wasn't close to her, but it was quite tearful.
I'm sorry, I'm a massive dickhead, I can't take shit seriously.
No, it's fine.
I feel like we should probably record this while we're still at nine.
Huh?
I thought we should probably record this while we're still at nine.
Okay, why don't we pause now, and then, like, we buy a monster, go park, and just sit and record the rest.
Yeah, sure, seems good.
Alrighty.
Going on a break, big
Yeah, go on a break. We'll talk about our sponsor soon. Bye!
Today's episode of Weekend Weirdos is sponsored by Joe's Pizza and Abortion Factory, where yesterday's loss is today's sauce. Using code Evan is a piece of shit, you can get 20% off your next order and or removal of a child. Thank you,
horny baby. Great start. Okay, I can't.
Okay, yeah,
Okay, it's, well, for context, I've just told Max about Too Many Spirits by Shane and Ryan.
Yeah, Austin Powers, my beloved.
Dude, I made two, like, Austin Powers references in, like, the span of 3 hours.
Oh,
and this chick that I was with, who was completely lovely, went, "Are you obsessed with Austin Powers or something?" I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But yes, I am.
Yes. Or you should be.
Oh, I have not seen Austin Powers in so long.
I can do a pretty good Doctor Evil impression.
Go on.
My laser beam. If you do not give, I will blow up the moon if you do not give me $1 million. No, Mr. Evil. You see, $1 million is a lot. Oh, shit. What, $1 billion? You're my mini-me, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I'm very tempted to just have a chat with the non-existent viewers. How are you, lads? How's life been treating you?
Oh, very good, very good.
Nice to hear or bad to hear.
Depending on what you answered with.
Yeah, I've tried to be all-inclusive here, but inclusiveness ain't my thing.
Do you know what this thing was?
Yeah,
it's a nativity. So there's a dog over there.
Yeah, he jumps out of the chair's window. I wasn't going to tell you. Well, I might have. It just seemed a little funny, though. Oh, I know what story I should tell.
Sorry, my lord.
I know what story I should tell to the audience, which is probably very heretical.
Come on.
So you know a poker story with my aunt?
You know what?
The poker story I told with my aunt.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I've recently moved up to Gloucestershire, and I've got a lot closer to the family up there, including my aunt. And she loves playing a bit of poker, and so do I. So we play poker. We both put like 20 quid down on the table, and so in one day, I took 200 fucking pounds off of her. And so she goes, "You come back here tomorrow." She actually called me a fat cunt. "You come back here tomorrow, you fat cunt. You bring every penny of my money. Because I'm going to win it all back." And I go, right, I'll fuck off. I nip off to Argos. Buy quite an expensive poker set. And then in Gloucester, we have these people. They knock at your door and they have like these bags full of like tracksuits and meat, surprisingly. Just like raw meat.
Oh.
So, but I buy the Prada trackie off of him, which takes near all the money. And I rock her back at her, and she goes, "Oh, that what you got there? Oh, I bought you a poker." She goes, "Oh, that's a nice trackie. You got my money." I go, "I got 20 quid. she played another game, and I win again.
Does your aunt just have a very shit poker face?
No, she's just style a very good one.
I've played poker.
Yeah, I'd imagine you suck at it.
Actually, to be fair, I lost after my dad did. I have a very good poker face. Maria, on the other hand, my stepmom. Shit.
Yeah.
She looks at her hand and she just starts smiling and laughing.
My poker face is this.
Yes.
You might get a slight smirk out of me if I... Not that.
No!
Just a devious little fellow. Just a devious little fellow.
Where is your
knee? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's not worth it.
I hit you
with
my fingertips.
That's how you do it. Double pain. Nice. We're it, lads.
The yeah, we're gonna go home later. And Max wants to watch Too Many Spirits because I introduced him to it.
I wanna see, do I make you horny, baby? How I entered. I didn't know you'd started like recording already. I just wanted to randomly spew words and you just like, oh, this seems like a perfect time. It's your fault.
It is.
But do I do I make you Randy?
Of course, you say this in a church.
I'd go down on God.
You know that? Have you ever seen that TikTok where it's I rolled a D20. Can I fuck the dragon now? Yes, but it's a top. He salutes. He just goes, glory, glory. What a hell of a way to die. Would you fuck a dragon if it was a top? That's a dumb question. You're a switch.
You're saying, would I let a dragon fuck me?
Yes.
I play a bard.
Yeah, fair play.
I'd convince the dragon into subbing. With my immaculate charisma.
Rolls a one.
Fuck!
Literally.
The dragon whips out the BDSM kit.
The kit.
Puts on a fucking dragon-sized gimp suit.
My monster is warm.
How?
I don't know.
It's cold.
Feel it.
Oh, what's
no, on the top, on the top.
That's just because there's no liquid there. It's in sunlight, you idiot.
Oh, that makes sense.
Fizz it.
I'll tell you what, the hand sanitizer was warm this morning.
Hand sanitizer?
My hands felt dirty. So, like, I just went into the bathroom to get some hand sanitizer. And, like, as soon as it entered my hand, it just... It felt wrong.
Entered.
No, like, as soon as it went onto my hand, it was very warm. Yeah.
That's what I think of you.
Good job. How do I respond to that?
But back.
Don't have one in me.
Do you not force a burp? That was a long one.
See?
I saw my fucking, who's the bloke who sees, sings, I see trees.
Frank Sinatra.
It's not Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra does like...
Is Frank Sinatra white?
Yeah.
Okay.
Louis Armstrong, I think it is? Yeah, Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Fucking Frank Sinatra.
Sorry.
The man who sings like fucking My Way, fucking all them good shits.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm not good with classical composers. Don't just tip out your fucking monster.
Pouring a cold one out for the boys.
For Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Let's get this bread.
You make me need to smoke, dude.
Am I too stressful for you?
I feel like the moment would be complete with a cigarette. I don't know if that's just me being an addict or not.
I feel you.
Yeah. I smoke.
I vape.
Do you have a vape?
No.
Fuck. Neither of us could get cancer.
I tell you what, we started having like fucking vape awareness. Like assemblies now.
We never had anything like that. It was literally.
I think there's a reason why we're getting them now.
Well, yeah, because you. I think your year probably has the fucking highest rate of kids being caught like vapes and shit.
Oh, most definitely. Katie's been caught twice now. Mm-hmm. But like, they don't work. It's just. It's so cringe.
What was it like? Like, repeat some of it to me.
The first one was done by a math teacher. I don't remember who.
Oh, please tell me it was. Like, fat, bald.
No, he had hair. But, like, it just went through, like, all of the, flavors. Like, consequences of vaping.
Now the flavours.
At one point, it did say, oh, back in, like, 2013, the most popular flavour was, like, tobacco flavours, because everybody's quitting smoking and going on to vapes, and now it's all, like, the fruity flavours, because all the youths are getting involved. It's like, too right!
Yeah, it's fucking directed at kids, dude. This is well-known information.
But, like, the whole premise of that specific assembly was don't vape because vaping will lead to smoking because there's not enough nicotine in vaping. And it was like, smoking tastes fucking awful. Why would I want to?
I kind of understand that.
You understand?
Yeah, because I went from vaping to smoking.
I don't. I would much rather puff on my Cherry Ice vape than have a stick.
On my Bubblicious.
Don't tell me your kid doesn't like the smell of bubblegum.
No, shut the fuck up. No. He doesn't like the smell of bubblegum. Shut the fuck up. No. You cannot bring out memories like that. Just unwarranted.
Did you just see like a plume of smoke go past us? It was
fuck, there'd be spirits here.
Yeah, it was like a ghost just popped one out for us.
It's the first episode of the fucking...
Paranormal Soft Boy.
Is that what we're not calling it? Paranormal Soft Boy?
Sure, if you want to. What other name would we go for?
I don't know. Also, when you were designing the fucking, like, I'm assuming, like, jumpers we'd be wearing, presuming we're filming this.
Yeah.
Why'd you give me a mustache?
Because the photo for reference that I was doing it on, you had a mustache.
Wait.
You had a mustache.
I was just doing the ugliest face I could do.
I could pull it up. No, not the one that you gave me, one that I found like back in our messages.
Oh god.
Let me find it. Past all the memes. Oh, it ended. Oh no, it didn't. The notification just disappeared. That one. You have a mustache. That's what I went off of. Yeah.
I need to not shave my mustache now.
I can change it.
No, we're sticking with it.
Okay.
I look like a pedo, but we're sticking. And with the why the glasses? I don't wear glasses.
Because you were wearing glasses in that one. I can get rid of the glasses if you want me to.
No, it's fine. I'll wear glasses.
Fine.
I'll just damage my eyes irreparably.
I'll get rid of the glasses.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You do you. You do you.
They can be your wee glasses. Where are you going? The one you're wearing!
Oh, I said we as in even like this or that.
Oh no, weed.
Or like we score.
We with a D.
Hang on, I need to do something. I need to do.
Are you having a piss?
No, I need to hold this up.
Are you going up there?
Yes.
Ooh, a lighter.
Don't be an arsonist.
I want to be an arsonist.
Well, your hands are full.
I can be an arsonist. How do I do this? Hey, arson. You are visibly shaking.
No, I'm not.
You were. If you fall, I'm gonna laugh.
My last words, since they're on record, live fast, smoke grass, die.
Eat ass.
Blow a gun.
Die hard, blow a gun. That's the entire plot of the movie.
I used to chill up here with AJ all the time.
Right.
Don't waste all the gas in my lighter.
I'm not, I've only flicked it twice.
I need that for fags.
What fags?
I'll find one, believe me.
Do you want to end the podcast now and record our first episode of Paranormal Soft Boys?
I mean, this ain't too paranormal, I won't lie with you.
I feel as though we do need equipment.
Yeah, we probably do.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea.
Well, an EMF detector is about 20 quid.
Oh, well, I'll get a job soon.
A spirit box is around 100, the cheapest one.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, let's sign off here.
Okay.
This has been Max.
And Brian.
You
won't
see me again for several months.
Yeah, probably. Well, thank you for joining us today. Stay awesome, and you guys are the best.
Don't watch this again. It's a waste of your time.
Good advice, to be fair. Okay, bye-bye!